Extremely local news, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely happy travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com. At 7:24, let's find out what's going on in your neighborhood. We'll start with the Mayfair area. Hi, Jen. What's happening over there?
Good morning, Bob. So in Mayfair, there is a restaurant that opened kind of quietly right before the pandemic hit in late 2019. It's called Max's. And they are a global chain that started in 1945 in the Philippines. And the story is really cool. It was American troops stationed overseas in 1945, befriended a Filipino teacher. And he used to serve them drinks and fry some chicken. And it just became a destination for these troops. And they all became friends. And they ended up opening a restaurant and cafe in the Philippines. And it became a chain. So it's all over the world now. It's in Canada. But this location in Mayfair is the first in the Midwest. And they reopened a couple weeks ago. And there have been four-hour waits for people trying to get in because the Filipino community in Chicago, people are traveling from, you know, all over the place to try to get a taste of this because it's something that they just haven't seen in Chicago before.
That's great.
So it's really cool story.
Yes, it is. And pretty neat what's going on the south side. Two beloved Humboldt Park establishments coming back, aren't they?
Yeah, so in Humboldt Park, the California Clipper, we reported this during the early in the pandemic that it was closing. And the Clipper has been around since the 1930s. Such a cool bar, just very old school, like nothing has changed. They have the original bar in there and the lighting and there's live music. But the owner closed it, the former owner closed it because of the pandemic. And people were devastated. When we ran the story, we got so many emails, so many comments. People were like, how can this happen? This is such a staple of the neighborhood. So a group of longtime restaurant and bar owners in Chicago got together and they started a new restaurant group, and they are opening the Clipper, keeping it the classic way that it is, and they're also opening Cafe Marie Jean, which is around the corner from the Clipper and also super popular kind of European-style cafe. They would serve coffee in the morning and, like, wine at night and, like, small plates. So that's going to become a Italian, Midwest meets Italian spot. They haven't released much about the menu yet, but they hope for the same vibe as Cafe Marie Jean, where you could just go in and meet with friends, and it's kind of the European vibe. So the corner is coming back to life, which is really making people in the neighborhood happy because these two businesses were just destinations in the area. So, and that's over at 1001 North California Avenue.
And there's some good news for Chinatown, too. The summer fair coming back.
Yeah, so Chinatown was hit really hard early, even before I think a lot of people realized the pandemic was a thing. So the businesses there, people stopped visiting. We did stories about this in late 2019. So now they're trying to get people back in the neighborhood, and the Chinatown Summer Fair is usually the biggest Asian American festival in the Midwest, attracting more than 40,000 people, and they are making it bigger than ever. They've expanded it to 2 days. It'll run July 31st through August 1st this year in Chinatown on Wentworth Avenue. And there are going to be 60 to 70 vendors. There's going to be float, like bouncy houses for kids and games and live music. So they're really trying to get people to come out and check out new businesses that have opened since 2019 and just visiting people, the places that really could use their support right now.
I can never get enough Chinese food, too. It's Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago. Thanks, Jen. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob. You too.